Larry Razavian and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Program number 534 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 8 degrees above zero, sunshine here in Central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Al Piotrowski. How are you doing, Al?
I'm doing fine, Si. How about yourself?
We're doing very well. And Al, for the folks, of course, Central Minnesota doesn't know about you and doesn't know the background or anything, but where are you at right now? Where do you make home?
Right now, I live in a small town called Canastota, New York, which is it's upstate New York. It's halfway between Syracuse and Utica.
Okay.
And we call it snow country here. I know Minnesota has, they have the reputation of getting cold weather and snow, but we just get the snow. We don't get as cold as Minnesota. Well, no. Sometimes we do, but
we get a lot of snow here. What are you running for a temperature this morning?
Oh, this morning it is 29 degrees.
29. Oh, yeah, that's quite a bit better than 8. We were at 4 below most of the morning, and now just warming up to 8, and that's about as high as we're supposed to get for today.
Then yikes. So, yeah, we get a lot of snow off the Great Lakes. They call it, the snow belts and
Lake effect.
Lake effect snow, yes.
There you go.
We just got clobbered up north of us. They have feet of snow. And
oh, wow. Normally
Syracuse gets, they can get like 160 inches a year.
Okay.
We've been fortunate this year, though.
Well, were you born in that area, or where did things get started for you, Al?
I got started in Syracuse, actually.
In Syracuse?
Which is 30 miles to the west of where I live right now.
Okay. And who were Mom and Dad?
Mom and Dad are Mike and Gloria Piotrowski. They were Polish people who they met at our local Polish home, actually, and they involved us, us kids, and they loved the polka music. And growing up, we always heard the radio shows on Sunday and listened to polkas ever since we were kids, and that's actually how I got started in my music career.
Okay.
From listening to polkas on the radio.
Really? Okay. Now, when did you get started? How old were you when you started in?
I was 7 years old.
7 years old, and you started to play, what, the accordion or the concertina first?
First I started on accordion. Actually, our neighbor was Polish, and I would spend some time by her house. She always, I'd come over there, and she'd make me a cup of tea, and she had, she's a nice lady, and one day she said, why don't you ask your parents if you could play accordion? And I went home and asked them that, and the next thing I knew, I was at the accordion teacher's house.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
And I ended up taking accordion lessons for the next 10 years. And
really?
I enjoyed it. I really liked, I liked accordion and polka music, especially.
Okay. Well,
then after a while, my father, he always liked the concertina.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't have any concertinas out in Syracuse. The closest was Buffalo, which is 2.5 hours west of us.
Okay.
They had some bands with concertinas, and they had a guy out there, Joe Navarita, who actually sold concertinas. So we made the trip out there when I think I was 14 years old, and my dad bought me my first concertina.
And what was that for a brand?
That was a Gem Deluxe. It was an Italian import.
Okay.
That's what he dealt with. He didn't, The concertina manufacturers, were in Chicago and in Wisconsin and Minnesota. There was nobody building concertinas out here, so they would import them from Italy.
Sure. I happen to have a Gem Deluxe. I have a B-flat quad concertina. What was yours?
Mine was a B-flat quad, the Gem Deluxe, 5-switch.
Yeah. Small buttons?
Yeah, there were small buttons.
Small buttons, too, yeah. Mine is white. What color is yours?
It was white. I ended up trading it. I'm in this nasty habit of trading boxes, and I have nine of them right now.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that sounds well. I've got six of them sitting in my basement right now, and I take them out once in a while and play them. And I just think it's good therapy. It really feels, you know, it seems to keep the mind sharp. Yeah, read music, and you gotta eye coordinate to the fingers, and I think it's good for the body.
It sure is, definitely.
You bet. So, did you take any other instruments in school then, or did you have any other music in school?
Yes, I started playing in sixth grade. I started playing the French horn.
Okay.
I wanted to play an instrument, and I guess they didn't have enough French horn players in school, so they handed me a French horn, which I played throughout my junior high and high school years. But as I went into high school, there are no French horns in polka bands.
So no.
I gotta go move over more to something that could play in a polka band. So I switched over to trumpet. The last couple of years in high school, I played the trumpet.
Okay, very good, very good. When did you start actually playing out on the circuit, playing dance jobs, accordion, concertina? Was that after high school or during high school?
Oh, during high school. Oh. I started. My aunt used to take me to her. She worked for the phone company, and they had a party at a lady's house. And she would always, brag about her nephew that played the accordion. And so she pulled me around and wherever she went and say, hey, you got to hear my nephew play. So I would play for, those parties. And then I was asked to play with a local band on a New Year's Eve when I was in ninth grade.
Okay.
And then their brother played drums, so I started a two-piece group with their brother, and we would play weddings and smaller functions. And
sure.
And so I started when I was in high school.
Oh, my goodness.
Playing out.
Okay. Did you go on to any schooling after high school? Did you do any college or anything?
Yes. Yeah, I went to Marywood College in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I pursued a business administration degree. And I actually chose that school because there was a polka band I joined. It was called the Pennsylvania Merrymakers. Their accordion player went to that school, Marywood. He was graduating and moving on. He was getting married and moving to Canada. And so he said, why don't you come down here and go to this school, and you can take my place in the band.
Okay.
And that's what I did.
Wow.
And it kind of helped me, helped me support me through college. And the band was the Pennsylvania Merrymakers. One year in July, they had 27 jobs out of 31 days in July. They had 27 jobs. Oh. They were very popular.
Oh, my goodness.
There were a lot of church and fire company picnics during the summer. It was the polka scene was very active. So that's kind of where I got my start. And I graduated, in 4 years.
Okay.
And then I decided to go full time music. And for the next 10 years, I actually played strictly music for my career.
Okay.
I played with the Dynatones. I moved to Buffalo and played with the Dynatones. They were a traveling band, and I did work part time during the week, but it wasn't. They played so much that they'd leave on a Thursday night or a Friday, wouldn't get back home till Monday. So it would have been hard for me to pursue a professional career, full time career, job, and play with the band. So I just decided to play with them, and then after that, I moved on to Eddie Blazunczyk and the Versatones, which was a full time job. And so I did 10 years. I considered that my retirement. I said, I'm gonna go travel and live, and do all these crazy things when I'm young. And then I'm taking my retirement early. Then I'm gonna work after that.
So did you get married?
After that, right? I started my current job, and I've been with that company, Zebra Technologies, for 34 years.
Oh, good for you! Now, did you get married and start a family at all?
Yes. I married a girl from New Jersey in 1995, mm-hmm. and we have three kids: Olivia, Zachary, and Lucas. And Olivia is 27, Zach is 25, and Lucas is going to be 21 in February.
Wow! So.
Out of the three, Zach is he's a polka player. He plays clarinet and sax, and he does some work in traveling with a group out of Michigan, Boxon, and he does also plays with the Polka family every now and then. And our youngest son, he didn't follow the polka genre. He loves singing, and he's going to college now, and he participates in a couple choral groups and a cappella groups.
That's really exciting to see the kids take up a similar career like you had. I know I followed in my dad's footsteps. I don't know if you had heard of the Deutschmeisters out there east, but they were a polka band from central Minnesota here, St. Joe, Minnesota. Dad was their drummer for the first 10 years of their existence, and I, being the oldest in the family, I followed in his footsteps. Was a butcher and a meat cutter by day, and then evenings and weekends we were on stage at some ballroom or something, and it was a good life.
Oh, that's great.
You bet. So
I'm definitely going to look into some of your recordings.
Okay, well, good.
We don't get too many of the Dutchman style recordings out this way. You know, that's more of a Midwest thing. But every time I discover one, I really love that style of music. It's nice and simple, and I love it.
You bet. Well, a couple of questions come to mind. First of all, we had some good Polish bands over here in central Minnesota in this area. The first one that I really used to enjoy and follow was a band called the Jolly Brothers, Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers. Did you ever hear of them?
I heard of them. I've never seen them perform, but I've heard of the band before.
Well, they were back in the 70s, and boy, they dressed really sharp. They always had the white ruffled shirts with black dress pants and the cummerbunds and shiny black shoes. They played some of the ballrooms here in central Minnesota. They would play, this was back in the 70s, 9 to 1, and you could get to the dance hall, and people were lined up out the door at 7 o'clock already waiting to get in. I mean,
wow.
It was just fantastic, amazing. And then there were some spinoffs from that. There was Mrozinski Brothers. There was the Jolly Jokers. But they were all primarily Polish bands in this area. Maybe some of them originated out of the Twin Cities area. But
right.
Yeah, and back in those days, the Polish music was opposite of the Dutchman style. I mean, when I was going out back in the 70s, dating my wife and so on, one night we'd go out and see the Jolly Lumberjacks at one of the ballrooms, and maybe the next week the Jolly Brothers were coming into the area. And you know what? You could dance to either one. It was good polka music.
Right, right. I remember hearing the Jolly Lumberjacks. I remember hearing about them.
Yeah. Very, very well-known, very good bands in this area. And, of course, you know, back in the days when they were first playing, traveling wasn't so predominant, I would say. They played, you know, maybe in a 5-state area, but that's as far as they got out usually. But now, my goodness, I'm sure you're the same. You may be all the way across the country in Las Vegas or California or wherever. Where does it all take you?
All over the places. Next Saturday, we are leaving on a 7-day Caribbean cruise, which we do every year. It's a polka cruise run by Jimmy Sturr and Molly B. And then after that, I'm coming out to Minnesota for the Concertina Bowl. And the week after that, I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona to play with a band called Crusade.
Oh, my goodness.
And then a week after that, I'm playing in Canada, which is about a 3.5-hour ride for me. So it's a little, I consider that more of a local job.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, Al, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
That sounds great, Si. Thank you.
You bet. So, Si here for the St. Joe Meat Market, and Happy New Year. Yes, 2025 is here. We hope that all of your holiday parties and gatherings were successful and went off without a hitch. Well, don't stop now. With Christmas and New Year's complete, there is still some after-the-holiday parties scheduled. And don't forget, the NFL football playoffs are just beginning and a great reason to get together with friends. Put the St. Joe Meat Market on the top of your list for your food and party needs. The list of party entrees is endless. The St. Joe Meat Market has pulled pork with or without the barbecue sauce, the little cocktail wieners and sausages, and homemade meatballs basting in barbecue sauce are always a huge success. Our homemade deli roast beef with the au jus makes a wonderful entree to center your meal around and is so easy to prepare. Meat and cheese trays come in the standard small, medium, and large sizes and are made up fresh daily. Just call ahead to request the size you need. For the more formal dinners, there's hams, smoked turkeys, prime rib roast, pork loin roast, and a full line of sausages always on hand. Just a phone call away. Also look for the fresh bakery goods from our two great local bakeries. They are the Cold Spring Bakery and the Albany Home Bakery, bringing in those fresh bakery goods several times a week. For more great in-store specials, the phone number to call is 320-363-4913, or you can like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Again, from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market, a wish to you for a safe and prosperous new year in 2025. And Al, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package there at the meat market, and along with KASM Radio, we get that to you and hope that you and the family around you, everybody enjoys it in good health. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds great.
You bet. And in your case here, Al, coming to Minnesota, I think we're going to try to hand-deliver that to you. I was to the Concertina Bowl last year, first time ever, and I think they've done 50-some or close to 60 Concertina Bowls, and it is a wonderful time. I think you'll be impressed when you get here. Ray Kunkel was the featured guest last year, a great concertina player from Stevens Point, Wisconsin, and 91 or 92 years old. And boy, he is still at the top of his game. It was a fun time. And so we look forward to going again. And this year, with you being the featured guest, a little different flavor, a little, it's not going to be Dutchman style, a little more on the Polish side, but really looking forward to seeing you and meeting you. You sent me some music files there, so we have a little bit of your music to listen to. And sounds very, very good.
Oh, thanks. I'm really looking forward to this. I actually wanted to come out to the Concertina Bowl for years now, but it seemed like every year that we always do a cruise in January.
Yeah.
It seemed like every year the cruise was always on the weekend that the Concertina Bowl was taking place. And a couple of years ago, the cruise wasn't that weekend, but I got called into the recording studio with the band, and I couldn't make it that year. And it just seems like I never could make it. So when the planets lined up for this year, when I got the call, when they asked me, they wanted to have me come out there and perform, I said, "Oh, this is great. I was planning on coming out." Anyway.
Well, that's great.
And I've met a lot of people online from the Dutchman style, that I haven't had a chance to actually meet in person, but on Facebook, the concertina pages on Facebook, and I've met a lot of people there, and I'm looking forward to meeting and spending an afternoon with them. It's going to be a real good time. And actually, I'm going to work in a couple Dutchman tunes. I mainly play Polish since I've been knee high to a grasshopper, but I love the Dutchman music, and I'm going to work a few of those into.
Well, that sounds really good. Looking so much forward to it. I was impressed with the number of musicians that I met and knew at the Concertina Bowl. It's like the place to be. And, I think, well, I'm not quite sure how it got started or how its name came to be, but this time of the year, I mean, all the sports bowl games are happening, from the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, you name it. They've got all these bowls, and so it was really appropriate, I thought, that the Concertina Bowl is held this time of the year too. So fits right in.
So.
You bet.
Good. Are you bringing your concertina? Are we going to be able to squeeze out a few tunes together?
Well, probably not. I'm not that finished that I'd go on stage. I have played in my younger years. I played quite regular. I actually became a drummer for the 35, 40 years that I played out weekends and so on. But on occasion, I did play with a band that wanted to have a concertina solo or two, and so somebody else would slide in on the drums and I would play concertina. So I still entertain myself at home. I really like to do that, but I certainly wouldn't be anywhere on the caliber like you guys are.
Oh, well, that's a does it make difference? It's all for fun. People having fun with the concertina.
Absolutely.
Even if you only listen, it's a day devoted to the concertina, which makes it so special.
You bet. So as you were growing up and making your way through your career, who were concertina players and accordion players that you looked up to, thought, boy, I'd sure like to play like them or be like them someday? Who were some of the ones that you would have known?
Well, probably the first one I knew on concertina was Scrubby. Let me take that back. Little Wally.
Oh, yeah.
The first one.
Heard of him.
I can remember listening to Pukayashu in my parents' car when we were driving someplace they had the radio on. So Little Wally, I mean, he was a drummer too, but he played concertina.
Yeah,
and I always liked that the way he played.
You bet.
And Marion Lush had a concertina player named Jerry Darlak.
Yes.
And we had one of his recordings, and I heard Jerry playing on there, and I said, "Wow, I love the way he plays."
Yeah.
And Scrubby played with the Dynatones from Buffalo, and I actually got the chance to see them. He was probably one of the first concertina players I've got to see in person, and I always loved the way he played. And of course, Wally Medusa from Eddie's band, Eddie Blazonczyk's band. He was a fantastic concertina.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many of them. Richie Benkowski and Lenny Maynard, and these guys were. When I was in my formative years in high school, when I was listening to a lot of records, I'd always look for all the records of all the polka bands, and I'd order them, and I'd listen to them, and. And those were some of the guys that I would hear playing. Tommy Kostek from the Heavy Chicago. Jersey Polka Richie actually was another concertina player that influenced me.
Yeah.
There's so many of them out there. I did, when I lived in Buffalo, I did hang with a couple of the brothers that played concertina, Johnny and Tommy Wunderlich.
Okay.
And they both were an influence on me. They played more of a simpler style concertina.
Okay.
And that kind of changed the way, you know, when I was first learning the concertina, I was listening to some of these guys that were throwing in a lot of notes. And then when I heard some of the stuff that the Wunderlich brothers were playing, it was real simple and tasteful. And I said, wow, that sounds so good. And that kind of helped shape the way I played, too. So I appreciate any style, you know, any style of playing, and I try to fit a little bit of each into the way I play.
Okay. Well, you sent me a list of some of the musical achievements that you've had over the years, and briefly I'd like to mention or highlight a couple of those. Sounds like you're playing pretty regular with Jimmy Sturr these days, huh?
Yes. No, I've been playing regular with him. I played full-time with him from 2000 to 2004. When I lived in New Jersey, then I moved up to Syracuse, and I kind of took a little break, and I went back with them full-time in 2015. So I've been playing with them since 2015.
Okay. Now, Eddie Blazonczyk, isn't he more or less from Chicago?
Yes. I lived in Chicago from 1984 to 1991.
Oh.
And I actually moved to Chicago to play with Eddie and Eddie's band. He was playing 165 to 180 gigs a year as a full-time commitment, and I moved out there to be his regular accordion player, and I was fortunate enough to spend that time out there and play with one of my childhood heroes, Jerry Darlak. He was my roommate on the road when I was in that band.
Oh, neat. And that would have been Eddie Blazonczyk Sr. then, huh, that you were playing with?
Eddie Blazonczyk Sr., yeah.
Yeah. Because Junior has been keeping it going yet, even in this day and age now. And so I've talked to him recently. But great band there from Chicago area.
When Jerry Darlak left the band, Eddie Junior came in, and we were both roommates for the remainder of my time in Eddie's band.
Okay.
You're a concertina player as well.
It says here you performed at Willie Nelson's Farm Aid in Bristol, Virginia in 2000. Did you get to rub elbows with Willie too then?
Oh, he was standing about 4 feet away from me.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
He came up. It's a really big show, this Farm Aid. And it starts at 12 noon and it goes like till, I don't know, probably 10, 11, 12 midnight.
Okay.
And he had Jimmy, he was friends with Jimmy. Jimmy, he recorded on a number of Jimmy's recordings.
Uh-huh.
And so Willie invited the band to play there. And he actually sang a couple songs with Jimmy's band.
Wow.
And so that's how I got close to him. He was, you know, going over the arrangement with us, and I was standing there. And it was pretty neat.
Neat. You also mentioned in your notes here, you performed with Frankie Yankovic back in the days, huh?
Yes. In fact, there's a kind of a tie to it to Bill Cherniak's band.
Yeah.
Bill Cherniak's concertina band was playing in Wisconsin, and I was playing up there with Marion Lush, and Billy asked me to, I used to play a little trumpet, and Billy asked me to come up and play trumpet in the band.
Okay.
And then they were backing up Frankie Yankovic. And so when he was backing up Frankie for one set, Bill asked me, and Frank said, can you play accordion on that? So because Frank didn't use trumpets, he's more of an accordion band. So I picked up the accordion and actually played one gig with, a half a gig with Frankie Yankovic.
Oh, pretty awesome.
Yes.
I was able to, we used to go to the German Fest in Wisconsin on the shores of Lake Michigan there, and that's always the last week in July. And the one year the feature there was Frankie Yankovic's 80th birthday party, and we were there for that. And I actually got to shake hands with him, and they had this huge sheet cake there. Everybody got a piece of cake that was there. It was well attended. I mean, there was thousands of people there. And I know he didn't make it too much further after 80 years old, but it was just a real privilege, a real honor to shake hands with him and just be that close to him.
Right. Yes. Yeah. He was a fantastic accordion player, vocalist, band leader. I mean, he's just very, very popular.
Did you ever get to meet Myron Florin?
Yes. Myron used to play, there used to be an accordion band in Syracuse, you know, when I was growing up and the leader of the accordion band, he owned an accordion store, and he would invite Myron in to play a concert in Syracuse. And when Myron came in, he would also have his accordion band play, before Myron performed. We were like the warm-up band for Myron. And so I got to meet Myron and actually talk to him when I was in high school. And then also Myron did some work with Jimmy Sturr.
Oh, he did.
And I got the chance to meet Myron on a few of those occasions, too. He's a very, very nice, down-to-earth guy.
Absolutely.
He gives you the shirt off his back. You know, if you had a question about music or needed a chart, he would write it out for you. He was just one of those genuine, you know, Midwestern-type people. Very, very nice guy.
Yep. Well, we watched him for years on the Lawrence Welk show, and I seen him last night there. That, you know, on PBS, they run the reruns now of the Lawrence Welk show, and he did one last night, and I forget the name of that piece that he did. My goodness, I didn't think fingers could move around that fast on the accordion like he did. It was just incredible.
I remember when I was growing up that my parents always had the Lawrence Welk show on, and that's what I wait for. I wait for Myron to do his polka every week.
Yeah.
And he could play, boy. It's amazing how good he played.
Oh, absolutely. And there again, I think that was like 2 years after Frankie Yankovic was the feature at the German Fest. They had Myron Florin in. And so once again, we were there. And I don't know how many thousand people were there. It was just, it's an outdoor event. And there was just a sea of people from all the way around that stage, 180 degrees around the stage. And he could really get the crowd involved, get them going, you know, from Pennsylvania polka to all the different ones that he was noted for. Oh, he just got the crowd wound up. It was just fun to be there.
Oh, yes.
You bet.
That's great.
Well, so you've also on here, I seen someplace, you've been involved with how many different recordings? 80 different polka bands on 50 different polka recordings. Oh, my goodness. It would probably be easier to ask you who you haven't played with, huh?
it's a long list. I mean, I get called. There's not a lot of accordion players available these days.
And yeah.
I get called to substitute with different bands and help out different bands. And all through the years, I've always been open to playing all different styles of music, not just the style that, you know, that I wanted to play. But I look to to play different styles so I could open myself up to take different type of polka gigs. You know, there's so many different polka styles.
You bet. You bet.
I have a pair of Lederhosen hanging in my closet for when Oktoberfest season comes around.
And absolutely.
German music, too. And I try to do the authentic German songs, you know, the ones from Austria and Germany. And they're fun. I enjoy playing them, you know.
Absolutely. A couple more I got to ask you about. You ever run across a guy by the name of Walt Grohler or Walter Ostanek?
Yes, Walt Grohler. He's from the eastern Pennsylvania area.
Right.
I've never actually, you know, ran into him personally, but I've listened to his recordings, you know, many, many times. He was a very talented accordion player and band leader. Walt Ostanek, yes, I've known him for a number of years. He would come down, and I met him when I was playing with Eddie Blazunczyk, and we played in Canada. He would come out and take pictures of the band and come up and pose, and he'd come up and sit in with the band. And then also he would play with Jimmy every now and then.
Okay.
He played at one of Jimmy's polka weekends, and in fact, Walt was on the cruise with us a few years ago. Very, very nice guy. And I understand he's got over 150 accordions, and he's got his garage converted into a heated room so that he can have all those accordions in there.
Oh, my goodness. And the last one I have to ask you about, and I'm sure you've probably rubbed elbows with him, how about Joey Miskulin?
Joey Miskulin, yes. Joey, I remember seeing Joey at the New York State Fair when I was a little kid. He was performing with Frankie Yankovic.
Okay.
And I had a chance to actually meet Joey when I did one of the Molly B. Christmas shows, and Joey was one of the featured performers, so he actually played with I was part of the stage band for the Christmas show.
Okay.
And Joey was the feature, so we would back up him. You know, he'd play the feature number, and we'd all pack him up, and I got the chance to spend some time with him throughout the few days that we were together. And he's just another guy that's down to earth and totally good guy. Good guy, fantastic accordion player.
And he's got a resume that doesn't end either. I mean, he played for years with the Riders in the Sky, and just a career that just hasn't ended.
Yes, he's still playing with them. I see their posts come up. That's one band I want to see sometime, Riders in the Sky.
You bet. Well, Al, our time is running short here. We want to save time to play a few of those selections that you sent us. But I get to this time of the program, I usually ask the guest if there's a memory, good, bad, or otherwise, that you would like to share with the listeners. And just to give you a little bit of an idea, I don't think I forewarned you on this, so I should have. But I've heard stories from people playing in front of thousands of people in Carnegie Hall. I've heard of them traveling across the Midwest or whatever, getting flat tires, maybe having tires stole off the vehicle while playing a dance job. What have you got for us, Al? What comes to mind?
There's too many of the breakdowns on the road to go, so I'll skip that one.
Okay.
But as far as the performances go, back in 2003, when I was playing with Jimmy Sturr, we were invited to play a huge New Year's Eve party in Frankfurt, Germany.
Ah.
And they say it was the equivalent of the Dick Clark New Year's Eve television show that used to happen on New Year's. I mean, that's gone now, obviously, but they said that was the equivalent. And this place that we played in, they had so many different bands, local bands, you know, German bands and Austrian bands, and Al Martino, actually, he was Johnny Fontaine and the Godfather, and, you know, he sang all these hits here. And he was very popular over there because he came out with a song called Come Share the Wine.
Okay.
And he was like the feature for that New Year's Eve special, and we got to actually back him up when he sang the song. Well, actually, when they do music over there and when they do TV shows in Germany, they do not play live. They play everything to tracks, all the recordings. So we're standing up there playing, you know, along, and the music's already coming out. We're just playing along with it for the visual. But that was an enormous festival. There were 5,000 people in attendance in this huge studio, and they said that it went out probably to 25 million viewers throughout Europe.
Wow.
It's totally fantastic, but one of the highlights of my career.
Oh, my gosh, and that was just 22 years ago, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my word. Wow. Well, what does the future look like for Al Piotrowski? What still in good shape, still on the road and traveling and playing? Any chance of slowing down, or you, what are your plans?
Well, I'm still working my day job, so that keeps me between that and playing my, you know, on the weekends, it keeps me pretty busy. But one of these days I'll be retiring from my day job and I'll be able to spend a little more time focusing on my music and maybe I don't know playing a little bit more. But it's like this last year kept me busy. I had an overflow of gigs this year. I think I had 100 gigs in 2024.
Wow.
It kept me going.
That's great. Well, very good. Well, Al, again, the folks can see you in person at the Concertina Bowl, and you'll be playing both accordion and concertina on various stages there.
Yeah, well, I'm mainly considering concertina.
Oh, okay.
I've got whoever has an instrument out there, because I, you know, I'm flying out there. I don't want to put my concertina underneath the plane. So
right.
They said, don't worry about it. There's plenty of them out here. So I don't know if anybody's going to have an accordion there, but
sure.
I'll do whatever the people want.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Al, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. Obviously, there's so much that we didn't discuss, so there's seed for another program. And I always tell the guests, if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That sounds great, Si. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I got a chance to listen to your show this morning, and you're doing a very nice job. I was very impressed with it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your kind words. And I'll look forward to shaking your hand at the Concertina Bowl. With that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But have a great day.
Thank you, Si. You too.
All righty. And there he goes. Okay. Al Piotrowski, our 534th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Al in just moments. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 534th edition. Al Piotrowski, great accordion and concertina player from out east, out in New York. And our guest here, very entertaining guest. And he will be the featured artist at the Concertina Bowl down in Blaine, Minnesota, coming up on Saturday, January 25th. Mark your calendars for that. Should be a great time. Well, we're going to feature music by Al. He sent me some music files across the internet. And so these are from various recordings that he's been part of. And I'm going to start out with one called Coal Miner's Polka. And this was Jerry and Squeezebox. Some very good Polish-style music there. Al Piotrowski, and along with Jerry and Squeezebox Serenade. Right now, it's the Oberek time, one called the Broken Reed Oberek. Thank you. And that is Al Piotrowski with one called The Broken Reed Obrick. Al, along with Chicago Magic on that recording. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me information, and Jeannie says, Happy New Year! It's a new year and a new schedule for Jeannie B's Tours. If you want to know where you can go in 2025, mark your calendar for the meet and greets dates happening this month. Jeannie B will be at Jill's Cafe in Richmond on Wednesday, January 29th from 9 until 11:30, and then at Sal's Bar and Grill in St. Joe from 1 until 3:30 to present the 2025 Extended Flyout Tours. Join Jeannie B's Tours and see the itineraries for Ireland, Fall Colors of New England, Cape Cod, Nova Scotia, Danube River Cruising, including Germany and Austria, Panama Canal Cruise, Alaska Land, and Alaska Cruise Highlights of Scandinavia, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and the Canadian Rockies. On Thursday, January 30th, visit with Jeannie B at Tutti Frutti in Sox Center from 9 until 10:30, and then the Travelers Inn in Alexandria from 1 until 2:30. The 2025 Motor Coach Tour itineraries will be available. These tours include 1-day, 2- to 4-day tours and extended no-flight motor coach tours. On Friday, January 31st, Jeannie B's meet and greets will be at Perkins in St. Cloud near the crossroads from 1 until 2:30. Invite your friends and family to see the exciting, fun-filled adventures planned for you for 2025. Make your dreams come alive in 2025. Remember, seeing is believing. And that is for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie B's, a fun traveling group, and you're sure to have a great time when you book that trip with Jeannie B's Tours. Proudly bringing us the musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Time for just another selection with Al Piotrowski. Here we go with one called the Monopole Polka. And that was one called the Monopole Polka, Al Piotrowski. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock. We've got time to squeeze one more in. It's an Oberick, one called the Maestro's Oberick. Al Pietrowski with the Maestro's Oberek, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.